I'm here with Danton Delbar-Sawchuk and Nick Sauvay. My name is Benji Crane, and we are hosted by Rue.
Hello. All right, so we're looking good. We're ready to roll.
Let's roll.
All right, good morning, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You're joining us on the CFRC Live Sessions. I'm your host, Rue, and our guest in studio today is Nick Sauvay plus the band. Hello, guys. Welcome to CFRC.
Hello.
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 Let's get a quick round of introductions because it's been a little while since you've been at CFRC.
Yes. So I'm Nick Sauvay. I'm a local Kingston musician.
My name is Benji Crane. I'm a musician from Toronto.
Hey, my name is Danton. I'm a local cellist.
Nick, the last time you were here with us, it was, I think you're our first guest to come back into the studio. So thanks for not abandoning us like everybody else has so far. You were here about a year ago and you did a session for us in the summer. Quite chill, just like you alone with an acoustic guitar, harmonica. And since then, your act has kind of grown and you've got these two other wonderful musicians joining you. And you guys have sort of, I feel, started, you know, creating your own kind of chill summer pop sound, which was different from when we last met. Mm-hmm. So how did you guys all meet and how did this new project come about?
Well, if I may start, I met Danton. I'll start with Danton. I met him at an open mic at Musique. Him and two roommates of his that happened to be French, they played a few songs and we did a cover of Dans les yeux des midi by Joe Dassin. And from then on, we just kind of ran into each other repeatedly until I asked him a big question. Could you play cello on one of my songs? And then we've been seeing each other regularly ever since then. And Benji Crane, I met at school and while I was at school in Toronto, and he was hosting a wonderful open mic at the Social Smith House, and then we just got into contact right away because Benji here speaks French, and we were like, oh, we gotta stay in touch, so play some music together.
I feel like the French music scene in Kingston, as it were, is pretty small. Like, if I think about artists who are making music in French right now in Kingston, it's probably you and Chris Tamir.
Oh, I did not know there was. I know someone who spent a lot of time in Kingston, Villa Saint-André, but I did not know there was another one. I'd like to meet this fellow musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Krista, like, separate from all of this even, Krista's kind of been shuttling between Kingston and Montreal for the last, like, 20-ish years. So she's been in it for a little while and stuff. But, so I guess let's talk about, you know, you making French music in Kingston. What is kind of the scene like? And, like, who are the musicians, apart from these two, of course, who you've been maybe, like, playing with or finding in Kingston to kind of like share bills with and stuff?
Well, I've been kind of out of touch because I've been going to school, so I've heard some French music at open mics, but no big music shows except for one that happened around Christmas time at the Théâtre Le Sésame in the west end of Kingston in the mega school with both the public and Catholic high schools together. Aside from that, like, the Kingston music scene is amazing, but in regards to French,
much smaller.
Much smaller. I sometimes feel like I'm the only person in the world singing in French, but I know it's not true. I just got to find them.
So when you've been, like, playing shows, I imagine then you've probably been on a lot more kind of, let's say, bilingual bills or mostly English language bills. Does it change the way you perform when you're performing on, like, English language bills where you're kind of thinking, you know, people might not necessarily, I feel like everyone's done kind of French immersion and all of that, but, like, maybe it just brings a different feeling to performing over there.
I try to throw in some English songs, for sure. Try to throw in a couple covers and a couple of originals, but most people are very receptive. Mm-hmm. To the French language. I haven't had anyone throw anything at me. So it's very well received. And as a matter of fact, there's some people that there's Francophones in most rooms, or people that, you know, have a parent that speaks French or anything like that. So it's very positive. Like, so.
Mm-hmm. But it's an important part of your songwriting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. There is a demand for French music. It's just you gotta have the word out that music is in town or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. I also want to touch on like your songwriting now as a group, because the first song that you're going to be playing us is a song that you played the last time that you were here playing solo. But you've almost rearranged that song to, you know, include these extra elements, extra guitars, harmonies, the cello as the bass as well. So talk to me about like collaborating with each other.
So I did not actually make any rearrangements. The beautiful thing about this song is that I wrote a song and then I brought it into a studio and then I said, hey, you know, it would sound really nice if we got this and that. Let me try that. And then I did not give any direction. I kind of, Danton here played cello and I just said, do your thing, right?
And it had the space for that to fit in as well.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is the first time we've hung out and there not be a snowstorm, because he picked me up. This is around Christmas time. I think I went to the Christmas show at Stages, probably like my first time being to Stages as a Queens alumni, which is crazy.
Was this the 2023 snowstorm Stages night?
No, it was the next day, 2024.
Okay.
But long story short, Nick picked me up. We drove to Toronto. I had been to this Christmas show the next day. I wasn't driving, and stuck me in the room for 2 hours, and I just played what I like felt was like there wasn't much instruction. Of course, we had a really brilliant recording engineer that was just guided us through the process and just had very little to say, and it's nice to just let things happen organically, and that's sort of what you will hear on the track.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that reflects in the song as well, that it has a lot of breathing space as well. It's like minimalist in a good way, and it just like lets the melody do the talking. So I'll let you guys introduce the song, and then we'll hear you play it for our listeners.
You're about to listen to Mélodie, an original by Nick Sauvé. Mélodie, on se rencontre pour la première fois ce soir. Dans ce bar, c'est ça qui fait le plus de sens. Mélodie, je m'installe, on me sert quelque chose à boire. Nulle part, ni autre temps j'aurai cette chance. Mélodie, mon cœur a chanté quand tu es arrivée. Et commençons notre première conversation. Mélodie, la terrasse est si belle, aimerais-tu y aller? Partageons notre vécu et nos passions. Je me sens si bien dans mon être. Quand nous apprenons on s'est croisé plusieurs fois sans le savoir. Et tôt ou tard, on attendait avec patience. De rencontrer notre meilleur ami. Notre amitié prend signe de vie. Soirée.
c'est plongé. Mélodie, voudrais-tu sortir ensemble un autre jour? Souriant des lèvres et des yeux. Mélodie, tu rentres chez toi pour ce soir. J'ai tellement hâte de te revoir.
You just listened to Mélodie by Nick Sauvé.
Welcome back. You're listening to the CFRC Live Sessions. We have Nick Sauvé and band in studio with us. And I want to talk about stuff that you guys have coming up next, because like you've been working together now for a little while and you've surely been working on more stuff and are maybe thinking about future releases. So what's going on for you guys?
So for me, later this month, I will be participating at the Gananoque Song Along, where I have still yet to write a song in regards to certain subjects, and I'll be performing that song that I'm yet to write on May 1st. Then, Musiki, on Thursday, May 15th, I will be playing a show where I'm the headliner, I guess, and I'm having a friend of mine with whom I played in Toronto, and her name is Siobhan Beaudrug. And she's actually a musician, professional musician who's around Toronto, but she's from the Prince Edward County, and she never played at Musiki, so I felt like, hey, I gotta get this person out at Musiki.
You've gotta do it once.
So yeah, and so that's me.
I've got a couple upcoming releases, which will be probably airing in the month of May. Mm-hmm. You can find them online. My name is Benji Crane. These would be two original songs. Written and recorded by myself and my bandmates. And that's about it.
So I've been in school for... I graduated at Queen's in geography, and then spent a year doing some other things, and now I'm taking the social service work program at St. Lawrence College. And I've been trying to tie in, playing less shows, but tying in like music in a therapeutic application or educational establishment. I've been currently... working with Joe's Music Mill, and speaking of French school, I've been working at Saint-Malène de Roybon, working with the students there, and just bringing as much music into classrooms as possible, because that's more been my passion recently. So yeah, less shows, more working in schools, and just seeing where how, you know, music can be applied and for like healing and support for individuals.
Amazing. And you're going to play us a second track. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, as Nick mentioned before, we met in Toronto at an open mic I used to host. And for a while now, I've been wanting to tap into my French roots and write some more original music in French. Mm-hmm. And I had the pleasure of meeting Nick at this open mic. And we both wanted to collaborate and play some music. And it just so happened that the stars aligned where I wanted to write a song in French. Nick is a little more of a more astute French speaker than I am. And we collaborated to write this song called Comme Toujours. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoy.
And this is one on which, Benji, you lead on the vocals.
This is one where I, Benji Crane, lead on the vocals, yes.
Okay, let's listen to it right now.
Marche avec moi, le Paris rue d'en bas. Elle échange des chansons au bas des maisons. C'est presque l'hiver. Je l'aime à mourir avant mon départ. Elle sourit. Et quand je lui dis, je n'ai plus de soucis à mon propre. prochain retour. Je t'aimerai comme toujours. Prochain retour, je t'aimerai comme toujours. Et comme toujours.
That was Comme Toujours by Benji Crane and Nick Sauvé here at 101.9 CFRC Radio.
Amazing. You guys are really getting the hang of doing radio, which is something I love to see when bands come in and join us on the CFRC live sessions. One thing we kind of didn't touch upon. So we know how Nick met the both of you, but Benji, how did you guys meet?
Well, Donato and I grew up together in Toronto, and we had the pleasure of attending the French school Pierre-Éliott Trudeau. That may ring a bell to some folks. And we also spent all of high school together, downtown Toronto at Le Collège Français. And actually, Danton's mom is the one who introduced me to the world of classical music. As you can see and you can hear, Danton is quite the cello player. And Danton's mother suggested to my mom that I learn a classical instrument. And that's how I got introduced to playing the violin. And that's how our musical journey and friendship journey began.
And we both met Nick independently. And then came back together to meet in Kingston. Now I actually live here. So
a beautiful full circle moment.
Full circle moment, yeah.
Connected by music and language.
And how have you guys found the Kingston music scene, particularly you, Danton?
It's smaller, but it's very community-based. I've had the pleasure of recording with several artists over the years. I know that the Killdeers, I recorded some cello on their record, which will be at Musique on May 10th. I've done some work with Lauren Carson in the past.
Oh, yes, I think you were in her band at the, like, 2 years ago when she was kind of touring around town.
Yeah, we did Spring Reverb, Craft Beer Festival.
Yes, I remember those ones, yes.
I had an electric cello that I use for like larger, more rock-based shows, which was stolen like a year and a half ago, and then I was reunited with another one. But anyway, yeah, the cello I'm currently playing for this show was made in 1794. And it's a pleasure to be able to work with people and play music.
Well said.
Yeah, for sure. If people want to keep up with you guys, where can they find you? Like, anything that you want to plug?
You can find me almost anywhere in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost anywhere and everywhere. But if you want to find me on social media, you could look me up at _NICSAUVE. That is _NickSauvé on Instagram and Facebook, and simply Nick Sauvé on Spotify. I have two songs on Spotify now, and perhaps soon a third one coming up.
If you'd like to stay connected based off of just hearing my voice and my music, thank you. That's very kind. You can find me everywhere if you look up Benji Crane, preferably Instagram, but you can also stream my music for free on Spotify and Apple Music and everywhere you like to stream your music. So again, my name is Benji Crane. Thank you very much. It's really nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. I hope you have a wonderful day.
And with that radio voice, who wouldn't want to?
Absolutely.
You can count on me getting a little bit more involved in my social media network after I finish school. But yeah, there's tracks in the works with various artists, and I hope to be able to maybe come back on the show and one day and share that.
Yeah, for sure. And seems like everyone has stuff cooking in the studio. One question that I do like to ask artists when, you know, you've released your first few singles and all of that, which is a whole journey and a whole process, you know, right from getting in the studio and like getting those songs tracked down to all of the kind of distribution admin and all of that, is what do you kind of learn from those first releases that you want to take forward into your next releases?
Well, I think tracking and recording music is a very difficult thing to do properly and to do well. So I think there's a lot of learning to respect the process when you're first starting out, and also be patient with yourself, knowing that you get better the more you do it, which makes me want to do it more.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so it's like a feedback loop of learning from your past projects, getting better at trusting the process and trusting yourself, and also listening to others.
Yeah.
Because during collaboration, you can really open your mind and your heart to other energy pathways, which I think is super important when doing music. So those are a couple takeaways that I have learned in my young career.
Mm-hmm. I mean, ideas come from just being around in these musical spaces as well.
Yeah, and I think it's super important to try to immerse yourself as much as possible in those musical spaces if you want to take growth seriously.
Yeah, for sure. Nick?
One thing I've learned is come prepared and be patient. Definitely be open for feedback, and especially, and if you're collaborating, you know, I'm very blessed to know very talented musicians. So with the collaboration, I put my trust in them. And I know people that just simply want to play the best that they can on a track. And the results are just fantastic. You can hear my track, Mélodie, studio recording on Spotify, and you can hear not only Danton's cello, but you can also hear Benji playing the violin, really harmonizing with Danton, and also a friend of ours who I've yet to meet. His name is Dave, and when he just played the piano on the song, it was magical. I have, for lack of better words, you know, his playing was absolutely magical. Be patient and come prepared too, but you know, when collaborating, get ready to be surprised. Mm-hmm. Positively.
Yeah. You know? Just be open to it all.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And Dalton, what about you?
I can tell you so many times I just come in and maybe only listen to the track once or twice, and I'm really just improvising and sitting with the music and just, I don't know, allowing for a lot of improvisation. Because like, as you layer tracks, the studio engineer and the artist, they'll usually pick something out and be like, I like that, that's cool. And I wasn't really thinking too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's take all those learnings into your final track that you're going to be playing for us. Tell us a bit about it. This is the one English language track that you're playing today as well. So yeah, tell us about it.
Yes, so this song is a song I wrote post-COVID or during COVID. It's a breakup song. The idea behind the song is that you can see a relationship coming to an end, and no matter what you say, it doesn't matter if you could say the perfect thing, if you could sing the words perfectly, you see that this relationship with your partner is kind of bound to end. And it is my pleasure to share the song with these two gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It sounds fantastic with the cello and Nick on the harmonica, and I'm looking forward to you to hear it.
Yeah, and for a track that, you know, deals with a fairly sad subject. It is really, you know, upbeat and like a summer pop song, which is great as we, you know, as it starts to get a little warmer and people want to go out a bit more.
Yeah, some 70s summer acoustic pop.
Yeah.
Reminds me of America, the band.
That's a broad statement otherwise.
Yes.
Broad statement otherwise.
Yes. Enjoy.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, guys. Danton, Benji, Nick, thanks so much for joining us in studio today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us, Rue. And thank you for setting up the microphones and making us sound fantastic.
Mm-hmm. As we learned today in studio, also expect things to go wrong. That will happen.
No.
Non, bien sûr que non.
Merci.
Merci. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
I saw you yesterday. We put up all your paintings on the walls. And when I tried to leave, you let me know that you think we should talk. You ask me your questions, I listen, don't worry. I know just how you feel, babe. The more I think about it, I'm not surprised you took it there at all. Whoa, whoa. If I could sing the words to make us feel it all again, it wouldn't change anything. We both know this thing between us will come to an end. And now we're here, we both disappear. Your words don't sound the same. No, I can't pull you back from where you drifted.
Pull you back, I can't pull you back.
You wash it all away and look at me as if nothing existed.
Pull you back, I can't pull you back.
No love, we know this, but good times and moments I hold on to hope is we dream on just a little bit. I wake up feeling strong, but in my heart I know it's best to carry on. The thrill of this is gone. If I could sing the words to make us feel it all again, it wouldn't change anything. We both know this thing between us will come to an end. And now we're here, we both disappear. Us feel it all again, it wouldn't change anything. Cause we both know this thing between us is bound to end. And now we're here, we both disappear. Break it down now from a baby. The rhythm is a flame and I won't drown it out. I feel amazing. You like it on a bone when I get back low, my thoughts turn into gravy. This is how you feel, $1 million bill enough to drive you crazy.
Pull you back, I can't pull you
down from a baby.
Pull
the rhythm is a flame and I won't drown it up, I feel amazing.
Pull
you like it on a bone when I get back low, my thoughts turn into gravy. This is how you feel, $1 million bill enough to drive you crazy. Again, it wouldn't change anything. We both know this thing between us is bound to end. And now we're here, we both disappear.
Yeah. You have three francophone musicians here in Kingston. I'm Nick Solvay.
This is Danton.
And I'm Benji Crane, and you're listening to 101.9
Campus and Community Radio.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on our airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's dive into some great singles across genres recently released in Kingston by local artists. We're going to start things off with a great new single called Beacon by Chris Jaguar. This upbeat rock song takes a look at how some people look like they've got it all together when we know nobody really does. Follow this local artist at Chris Giggs Music on Instagram to keep up with the latest news, including local performances. Let's enjoy Beacon by Chris Jaguar now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Everything you do is pleasing. There's no rhyme or reason. You're shining like a beacon. Late at night and we're downtown, begging to be seen. Light in here is doubtful. Garbage on the street. You walk through like you own it. You're nervous, you don't show it. Don't look down, you don't seem frightened. Wish I could bottle up your lightning. Absence of a breeze, your gaze straight into our eyes, put everyone at ease. Even in the shadows, every day some kind of fight. Bootstrapped and hard scrabble, we're all drawn to the light. You may look so
And we're back on the Release Radar Rundown. You just heard Beacon by local artist Chris Jaguar. Up next, we have a new release from the local indie pop rock band Say It Back, who play a lot of bright, uplifting music punctuated with moments of moody introspection. Their new groove-driven single, Hold Me Close, Let Me Go, explores themes of clouded judgment, freedom, and the tension between independence and intertwined connection. Check it out.
Let down your defense.
And you just heard Hold Me Close, Let Me Go by Say It Back. We've got more fun local indie rock from you from Two Time called Tongue Tied. The band formed back in high school and are starting to branch out, starting with this new single that captures all the feels of messy young love. Here we go.
I think of you.
And that was Two Time with Tongue Tied here on the Release Radar Rundown. Give the band a follow on Instagram at twotime.band to stay up to date with their latest news. Coming up, we'll play the lead single from Rust Pump's new self-titled EP. The single Drool Again is about a couple seeking relief through substance use, employing music that puts a modern spin on classic rock influences, mixed with something a little more dreamy and melancholic. This is Drool Again by Rust Pump.
Burn.
And that was Rust Pump's new single, Drool Again, off their self-titled debut EP. Coming up, we're going to slam it into fifth gear here on CFRC with a double A-side single release from Ironhound, out now with their two-track demo debut, Sinner Speed Rockin'. We'll listen to both tracks of interest to some serious headbangers locally. Here we go.
Every member.
And that was Speed Rockin', preceded by Cinder from Iron Hound's debut double A-side demo debut. Be sure to give them a follow at Iron Hound Band on Instagram for news and music updates. Before signing off, today's intro and outro bed track is an older one from local electronic artist Cacao called Melt. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired right here on CFRC Radio, you can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. And while you're there, don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram or make your own song requests via CFRC.ca. Yes, you can power our programming with your favorite songs too. Get in on the fun. For now, we're going to end our show with the lead single from Cacao's forthcoming album, Elemental, coming out this June. The new track called Grateful explores the nature of giving thanks to people we meet, raising spirits, and uplifting those around us. Loaded with heavy infectious bass and slamming drums, Cacao seeks to connect the community through both positivity and dance. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Laura Jane Grace from Against Me, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca